when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "A harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to who? The Lord of the harvest." We think that God is going to blow some wind and blow him right in our door. No. The harvest is out there.
Glory will fill the air.
We have believed for healing. We have believed for all this, but we haven't tapped in to the Lord of the harvest. And God wants us to move into a new arena. Understand? Pray to the Lord of the harvest.
The kingdom is near. You say,
but I would say to you, the harvest is great out there. Go out there. Pray out there. That is where the people are, says the Lord. And there is no one of us that doesn't have the Holy Spirit in us. The other day I was driving along and I could just like hear this Holy Spirit say to the body of Christ, "Let me out! Let me out! I want to do something through you! I am inside you! I want to say something to somebody! I want to heal somebody! I want to say to you, where is your harvest? If you haven't been looking for your harvest, you need to repent. If you haven't cared for lost souls, you need to tell God you are sorry. Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his life. And I want to tell you what, God gave it for every single person out of there. At this moment, people are dying without Christ. At this moment, people do not know the Lord.
Like water the sea.
If you let the Holy Spirit come out, he's going to do the work. Because what happens is this swirl of conviction starts to happen. The same anointing that created the world. The same anointing that does miracles, that causes the blind to see and the lame to walk. That is the anointing that God will give you for souls. He knows how to bring conviction. He invented conviction. He's able to speak through you. And I want to say to you, if you will pray to the Lord of the harvest, where is my harvest? Where is my mission field? God is going to send you, and you're just going to become a fisher of men. You're just going to start pulling them in, one after the other, after the other. The Lord of the harvest, are you understanding? The Lord of the harvest is God. He wants to manifest in the earth. He wants to bring his anointing. He is the greatest harvester there ever is, and he lives in you. The power of the Holy Spirit lives in you, and he wants to come out of you. Just go on our way, thinking all the cares of the world are against us and the devil is against us. I want to say to you, the greater one is in you.
Ask him not to give the nations to you.
God has something to say to everyone. Everyone. And he can say it through you.
Distant shores and